This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Morning. It is Thursday, January the 23rd of 2025. Currently in downtown Wausau, fair skies, temperature of 1 degree above zero. You may not believe it, but I am Chad Holmes. Does sound a little different. Have to admit, not much of a voice here to start off. Hopefully, as we get into things, it will start to come around. Unfortunately, Ian's still gone for one more day, so I have to carry the whole load myself anyways. But it is the Thursday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Because of my voice today, though, I am going to bring a couple of interviews that we had last evening on our big high school sports show. I know it's probably a little bit of a cheat here, but I'm not going to put you through this for 2 complete hours. I will be talking about a couple of issues that we caught yesterday, talk a little bit about the state of the state coming up, talk a bit about this really outrageous move in Milwaukee. Former Channel 9 weather person, I know many of you remember her as much as I do, Sam Cuffell, being fired for pointing out that the richest man in the world gave the Nazi salute a couple of times. So we will try to talk about that, and then we'll talk to D.C. Everest outstanding goaltender Griffin Bunnell, and also talk to Wausau West High School boys basketball coach Nate Lemons later in the program as well. Whew. To help me out here for a few minutes, very happy to welcome into the show our good friend from Up North News Radio, Mr. Pat Wrightlone. Pat, I'm sure you've been here before. This is not a fun start, I tell you.
No, you got my phone number, man. You got to start making those 5 a.m. phone calls and going, tag, you're it.
I keep thinking it's going to come around, and I think it usually it does come around a little bit, because usually in the morning.
It's not entirely gone, that you almost feel like something's gonna catch and then it's just all gonna come out normal again, and that's not how it works.
And it's just weird.
It like yeah, it could come back. It'll be a minute or two, but thankfully you've got that wonderful big high school coach show to work with.
Well, it's because I'm always talking. I got something I can bring it back.
That's the whole point. Is you're a man who talks. You got all the play-by-play. You've got the radio show. Things like this have happened. I've looked back at some of my old TV tapes when I had, a similar thing from a cold or just laryngitis or whatever. And I look back and I would just go, oh, my God, I should have just called in sick. But then I also know how, people go, everybody else has to work. You gotta push through it. So I definitely understand the work ethic.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you had some extra work last night as part of the coverage for the State of the State address. I was listening to your show earlier, and a statement that should never come as a surprise anymore is, well, Robin Voss made a partisan response. It's like Groundhog Day over and over again when it comes to that. Before we talk about the response, there was a lot of talk in the run-up to it. What was your takeaway from the governor last night?
I mean, my personal takeaway is that he didn't like do any kind of a big change in tactic or a change in, you know, his priorities. His priorities have always been pretty solid. You know, it's about kids. It's about safety. It's about healthcare. It's about, you know, the economy. The economy was actually what he said the least about. And there's a reason for that. It's been going great. You know, all the trash talking notwithstanding, you know, Wisconsin is a national leader right now in terms of its recovery from the pandemic. And frankly, the only thing that Donald Trump, Republicans in Congress and Republicans in the legislature can do is screw up what Tony Evers and Joe Biden have built to this point. Now, they love to trash it because, again, there's an American appetite for cynicism. That if anything isn't perfect, then you can criticize it and people go, yeah, you're absolutely right. But when you actually look at how we're doing compared to other states and how we're doing compared to other countries, again, there's very little that that the GOP can do other than mess it up. So when you look at Robin Voss's response to those priorities of Evers, I can sum up the Republican response from Assembly Speaker Voss in three bullet points. What Robin Voss said was, one, I'm going to try to cut taxes again for the rich, even though I know it's going to get vetoed. Two, your public schools suck, though I won't admit it's because I underfunded them for 16 years. And three, we're going to keep vilifying and targeting migrants because it's way easier than going after the corporations that polluted our water. There's very little else about the Republican playbook that isn't encapsulated in those three bullet points. Trash our schools. Trash a certain group of people and try to give more of your money to wealthy people and to private schools. That's it. That's the list. Governor Evers' list was longer and would do much more for people in the long run if it could be implemented.
And it seems as though there's been just opportunities here for a number of years now. It's not going to stay this way forever, where you have opportunities with the budget surplus to do some things to help everyday people's lives. And at some point there's, you know, there's going to probably be a point where there's going to be, I mean, that's the economic cycle. And it's just a shame. Again, you know, we can talk about the, you know, the being outraged by it and upset by it, but it's also just a huge shame that he's so unwilling to move at all. And it just, and that's why I kind of, it was a sad chuckle when you said, well, another partisan response from Robin Voss, because it's almost as though if he did make a nonpartisan response, he'd almost be admitting that he's been wrong for all these years, and I don't think he wants to do that.
No, he's not going to do that. And I will say again about having a $4 billion budget surplus and why am I so hard on how Republicans are handling it? Because when I was in the legislature for the 2009-2010 budget, we began that process with a $6 billion shortfall. We had to make up $6 billion in cuts or in revenue enhancers to get back to good because of the Great Recession, the thing created by Republican deregulation of the housing market and things like that. So when I see a $4 billion surplus and the right balance of middle class tax cuts versus investments in our schools, roads, jobs, everything else, it just frustrates me to no end, because this is a much easier job than what we had 15 years ago. Robin Voss wants to hold everybody together. He wants to have that block as solid as it was when he had a near two-thirds supermajority. But here's the difference. He's got, because of the new fairer maps, he's got Republicans in there who have that seat. I mentioned one of them in the 88th Assembly District. There's a Republican there, a new Republican, who beat his Democratic opponent by about 200 votes out of 34,000 votes that were cast. He cannot afford to toe the Robin Voss line and just be as right wing as it comes and you know, say no to Governor Evers and Democrats on everything, because otherwise Christy Welch or some other Democrat is going to kick his butt next year. when the if the legislature gets nothing done. So there is room for movement. There's room for bipartisanship. It's just a matter of whether the lawmakers in your area, in my area, and elsewhere see those little opportunities. I'm not saying they have to suddenly, you know, give Tony Evers a big hug and agree with him on everything, but they'd better be able to show a little separation between themselves and Robin Voss or Devin Lemahue, the Senate Republican leader. Or, well, enjoy these 2 years, but your goose is cooked after this.
What's your take on the whole Sam Cuffle kerfuffle?
I'm outraged.
I am outraged too. I can't believe this. I think that it is such it's a scary move. It's a scary statement about where we are when
it is.
I'll let you talk.
Here's the thing. You rest that voice for a minute now. So here, the meteorologist at CBS 58 in Milwaukee,
former Wausau meteorologist too. She's here for years.
Yes, former Wausau as well. Yeah. And she's very popular. She's very good at what she does. And she put up a couple of posts on her personal account about Elon Musk making that Nazi adjacent salute. And that's how I'm going to reference it. It's, if you don't want to call it a Nazi salute, that's your business, but I'm not going to come off of anything less than Nazi adjacent. And he knew what he was doing. People called him out. Sam Cuffle did on her private personal social media accounts as well. Now, I've seen the posts. They are, shall we say, inelegant, you know, but that's for her to decide. And CBS 58 gutlessly just canned her on the spot after she was called out by, you know, a Milwaukee right-wing radio personality whose own coworker was suspended for saying terrible things about Tim Walz's autistic son after seeing him at the Democratic convention. So apparently these folks who are all about free speech or claim to be champions of free speech, no, they're not. They're phonies. They've always been phonies about it. It's about suppressing people. They talk about the woke mob. They are the original mob, the cancel culture mob, the insurrectionist mob, the law and order until we don't feel like being for law and order mob. And they've cost a good person her job. She's going to land on her feet. I have no doubt about that. But so my worry is less about Sam and more about making sure that CBS 58 and any other outlet knows that nobody's taking this thing lying down, that we're going to call you out. And if you think you're afraid of being shamed by the mob on the right, wait till you hear from people who actually believe in free speech. Especially if our free speech is clear and not rendered, you know, mute by laryngitis or anything like that. Chad's been talking the whole time. You just can't hear him. His voice is completely shot.
So. But free speech is okay for the richest person in the world, but not for the rest of us.
Exactly.
Pat Kreitlow, Up North News, every weekday from 6 till 8 a.m. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thanks for coming on.
All right. Good luck.
I will do my best.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Pat. All right. We're going to take a time out, come back with more. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
On Thursday night is a high school hockey showdown as the Wausau West Warriors, ranked number 6 in the state, travel to Stevens Point to take on the number 1 ranked Panthers. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with a special early pregame at 6:35 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West at Stevens Point in high school hockey, Thursday night, starting at 6:35 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Been running so
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, apologize the voice, not 100%, but wanted to touch on the Sam Cuffell story out of Milwaukee. Again, CBS 58, where she had been working since leaving Channel 9 a number of years ago, announced that Sam Cuffell was not working for them anymore. Cuffell lost her job yesterday, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, for posting to Instagram that Elon Musk Nazi saluted twice on Inauguration Day. Employees at CBS 58 were told yesterday that she was no longer with the station. As news of Cuffell's firing reached the community, a number of people, and this has reached nationally, have both supported and opposed the move by the local CBS affiliate. Musk was speaking during the inauguration celebration Monday and was thanking supporters of President Donald Trump for the election result when he put his right hand to his heart and then fiercely threw his arm forward with the palm facing down akin to the Nazi salute. Musk then did it a second time. You know where this all started, though? I mean, obviously, Sam Cuffell then responded on her personal Instagram account. Like many, many others, very offended by what the richest man in the world did. Well, you know who got upset? Right-wing fearmonger in Milwaukee, Dan O'Donnell. Conservative radio host, WISN Radio. He started complaining about it on his social media. And basically, a right-wing hate monger got Sam Cuffell fired. It is completely wrong. Is that where we are in this country right now? Is that where we are, where the richest man in the world can make, whether you call it strictly a Nazi salute or a salute that sure looks like a Nazi salute, that's above criticism on a personal social media account? I would think there's got to be, I mean, again, I'm not a lawyer, but I would think there would be a lawyer out there that would be more than happy to take on this case. And the thing about it is, Sam Cuffell, many of us remember her from Channel 9. Right from the beginning, she came out of school, went to Channel 9, and she was a star from the beginning. We knew that it was only going to be a matter of time before she moves to a bigger market, and she did. And she's been at CBS 58 in Milwaukee for more than 5 years. She's somebody that has appeared in other venues, been a regular in on the Milwaukee All-Sports Station. She wears her Brewer fandom very much on her social media account. But the idea that, remember what Mark Zuckerberg was talking about when she was going to, you know, stop fact-checking? It's about free speech. Free speech. The Trumpsters and the MAGAs, all for the campaign. We need more free speech. Unless it's criticizing Trump or Musk or any of those groups. But the idea of losing your job because they have such thin skin. The pictures are there on every headline. You look at the man. You look at the pictures. Go to any story about that in front of a podium with the seal of the presidency of the United States of America on it. There's this richest man in the world giving a salute that is as close to being a Nazi salute as you're going to get if it's not exactly one. I mean, it is unbelievable. The idea of calling something exactly as we see it and then getting fired for it. It is wrong. It's going to be interesting to see what happens next because I can't imagine that this is legal. Maybe CBS 58 has some policy we don't know about. I don't know, but I hope for Sam Cuffell's sake that she lands on her feet because it's easy to say, oh yeah, she will, but it's still a tough time. It's still very, very difficult when you lose your job. But 3 days into the Trump administration, and we're already seeing this. 3 days. Oh, it's going to be a long 4 years. Coming up, we're going to have a conversation with a terrific young student athlete from D.C. Everest. Outstanding goaltender for the D.C. Everest Evergreens, who have won 7 games in a row. We'll talk to Griffin Bunnell coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Flying solo again today. Ian will be back tomorrow. He has been in Florida. Got a special Christmas gift to a Disney World. And we'll hear all about that tomorrow. As you can hear as well, suffering through a bit of laryngitis here this morning. So going to bring back a discussion that I had last night along with BJ Brandt, the Wausau West hockey coach. He was my co-host last evening for the Big High School Sports Show. And our student athlete guest last night was from D.C. Everest, a terrific junior goaltender, Griffin Bunnell. And he's been a terrific standout performer for DCE since he was a freshman. So a very interesting young man, a very personable young man. And thought we'd share some of the conversation that we had last night. And we started off by talking about the Evergreens right now with a 7-game win streak and the confidence that the team might have.
Yeah, it's just absolutely great when we can get a good amount of wins going together, and especially at this time of year, it's good for us to go on that win streak, and as we're heading towards playoffs, mm-hmm. we can keep it going, hopefully, and it's just nice to have that confidence around this time of the year.
I'll talk more about this season in just a few moments, but I wanted to kind of go back because when I had Coach Vance Leik on a couple of weeks ago, talked a little bit about the process, and you're part of that process where there were a lot of younger players that have kind of grown together. And going back the last 2, 3, and I mean even 4 years, I think a couple of your seniors were part of this growing process. I remember Thomas Passano was a freshman who was a very impressive freshman. Now he's already a senior. It feels like, you know, a snap of a finger. The process. There's obviously some growing pains. There were some seasons where it was maybe a little bit more difficult. But it does look like each of the steps has gone up. You've won more games. You've gone deeper in the playoffs. You had a good playoff win on the road last year. Could you talk about what the mindset was at the beginning? Because you started as a freshman. You have had a lot of experience in this growing. What has this process been like, and how good does it feel to see the fruits of a lot of hard work?
Yeah, so it's been interesting. So when I came in freshman year, we were a really young team. A lot of sophomores, mm-hmm. a lot of freshmen. And as we've progressed, I mean, we're 2 years into the process now. I'm a junior, we got some good seniors, and we're a bit of an older team, more mature team, and I think you see that through our record. We came in, we didn't really know what to expect, but I think we've developed really well, and we're going to continue to develop, which is great, mm-hmm. but it's turned out good, and I like where we're going, and if we can just keep up the hard work, I think it's going to turn into good things.
Got a question, BJ?
Yeah, I mean, talk about, you're a goaltender. Talk about when you were a kid. Like, did you skate out? Did you? What made you decide that you wanted to stay in the net? And just talk about what the difference is, obviously, player goaltender as a youth kid.
Yeah, so early in youth, squirts, peewees, I did both. I'd skate out in half the games, and I played goalie. And then because Zach, also my age, we'd split goalie and we'd skate out too. But as we got older, got into Bantams, we'd switch off playing goalie, and we just sit on the bench as a goalie, so we became full-time in Bantam. So as you get older, you just kind of progress, and you learn that you like playing it. So we switch fully into it, and it's a lot different.
How much of it was you liked it, and how much of it was that you're good at it?
I mean, going into it as a little kid, I mean, I liked it. I just loved doing it, and I think that's what matters most, is that going into it, I just was like, I tried it a few times. I was like, man, I really like this, and I just wanted to keep doing it more and more.
How old were you when you first, number one, started playing hockey and first time you got all the pads on as a goaltender?
I've been skating since I was pretty little. I remember my dad got me out onto the ice as a little kid, and that's great. I'm happy he did that for me, and I really appreciate what he's done for me. But I played a little bit of goalie as I was a squirt, and I just kept playing more and more as I got older until we got to where we are now, and that's all I'm doing.
What's your favorite part about being a goaltender?
Honestly, I think that it's you have the ability to change the tides of the game, and it's a lot of responsibility, but I like that, and knowing that I can really help our team out, give us some energy. And I think when we all know that, we can all kind of like work together as a group, and it gives us a lot of energy. I like that I can do that for our team.
I remember you as a freshman, a very good goaltender. I mean, as a young player, you really came out and did a nice job very quickly at the varsity level. But at the same time, you've continued to take strides forward. How would you say, what would be the areas that you've most improved on since you first started as a varsity player up to the point you are right now?
I think that just going into it as a freshman, you're not 100% sure what to expect. I mean, it's a big jump to come into high school hockey and to start playing right away. And, I mean, I think starting off, I just wasn't super confident. I would always be super nervous going into games, and I just didn't really know how to handle that. But as I've gotten older these next 2 years, I just became more confident, and I know that I'm capable of doing the best I can be on the ice. And I think just that's something that's helped me a lot, is maturity throughout these past few years.
We're talking to Griffin Bunnell, goaltender for the D.C. Everest Evergreens, our student-athlete guest this week on the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction here on 98.9 WXCO. You mentioned your goaltending compatriot, Zach May, right?
Yes.
Zach May. And the thing is, he's done a really nice job, and he's had opportunities.
Yeah.
What's it like when you have, you know, two guys that we've talked about this in the past, where it's you can't switch lines. Yeah, you're out there, mm-hmm. and obviously you've had a wonderful almost three years. What's it like, a really good? I apologize if Zach doesn't want to be called the backup, but at the same time, the other goaltender. Because what's the relationship like between goaltenders?
I think it's really great, and having both of us there, and we're both very capable of playing at a high level, which is great. Not even just for us, but for coaches too. They know that whoever's in the net, we got a good chance. And I think the best part about it is that we really just push each other to get better. And since we're both so good, so competitive, in my opinion, that we can just push each other, and I think it's great that we can have that kind of competition, but friendly competition. But like at the end of the day, it improves both of us, and I think that's great that we can both go in the net, and we're both know we're capable of playing at that high level.
So, with goalie, you know, sometimes when kids are hockey goalies, they play other sports, but they typically trend to not play like catcher, or maybe sometimes they do, or goalie and lacrosse. What other sports do you play, and what's your role in those sports?
So right now I play golf in the spring, so I mean that is what it is. But I did play baseball in youth, and I was a catcher, which is funny. But yeah, so I did that, but now they're both in the spring, and I decided I kind of wanted to stick with golf. I really like it. So
nothing wrong with it. I tell you, it's amazing the number of student athletes that come in here that after a long winter sports season, that in a sense, and again, it's nothing, and I know golf coaches probably just say, oh, no, it doesn't seem as intense.
It's not. No.
And after a long, intense winter, and the winter sports season does seem to go very long, I imagine – it, number one, it's just nice to get out of a ice rink for after a while. And number two, again, maybe a chance for a little bit of a mental break, because I know that anybody that is at the level that you are in terms of your hockey, there's a lot outside the season as well. Do you use it as maybe a chance to be competitive, but yet not maybe at the same level where you are able to take maybe a tinge of a mental break?
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought it's great to just, I think no matter what it is, like hockey, but all things involved, sometimes you just need a break from whatever you're doing, like not just hockey, I think with everything. So it's nice to get that little break in. And of course, we still have summer practices. We still have summer lifting, right, fall practices and all that, which I think is great. It gives us a good tune-up. But I like playing golf in the spring. And
how good are you? How good are you?
I'm all right. I'm not the best, not the worst. So I'll take it, I guess.
Well, Chad, in the spring, the golf season is like a spring hockey season, because there's a lot of guys throughout the Valley Conference that play golf.
Oh, yeah.
So they compete against each other in the arena and the rink in the winter, and then they're playing golf with each other, because the way it works in the golf world is you play with kids from other schools. You don't play with your teammates, so you get to know other kids like outside of the rink. Like, that's one of the things when I was coaching golf, I coached with Matt Johnson for a lot of years.
And
I just, it was fun to watch kids who competed against each other in the winter season, whether it was basketball or hockey, and then come together and get to know each other a little bit. Because you got to play golf. That's 9 holes, 18 holes. Like, you get to know somebody a little bit as you play, as you go from match to match to match.
Very interesting. I forgot you had coached that. So I wasn't being slighting on you and Matt, definitely for the golf coaching. Are you involved in outside season hockey? What's your hockey like outside of the high school season?
Yeah, so obviously we have those team practices, but I also do Wheel in the fall, which is Wisconsin Elite Hockey League. It's just a fall league that comes from 6 different regions of the state, I believe. And they put together a team, and you just play against each other, and it's good competition. It's good to help tune up for the season. And I know a lot of guys that do it around here. So I think that's a good way to stay tuned up for the season.
Yeah, talk about that, though, because in that moment, too, you get to play with guys from other teams. Like, our region, Chad, is Region 2, which spans all the way from Eagle River down to Rapid. So that's kind of the pool of kids. Mm-hmm. Talk about what that's like to play with those guys and then, you know, come November, get to play against them.
Yeah, so actually a lot of that Wheel team is from Wisconsin Valley. So it's a lot of us just combined together in the same team, which is super interesting because we play each other twice a year during the regular season, and it's super high compete level, and we love to beat each other then. But you come together, you get to know the guys a little better, and you get to know them off the ice, and you can still not like them when you're playing them in the regular season, but then you get to learn that they're great guys and you love playing with them, and it's just a super good experience.
And it gives you something to, when you stuff somebody during the regular season, if you know them, it's even better, isn't it?
Yeah, you get to have a good laugh out there. Yeah, it's fun.
Stepping away again from the ice for a moment, what's your favorite class in school?
Oh, man. Well, we just started the new semester, but I love finance class. It's probably my favorite class.
Seems like good to be involved in numbers for your goaltender. A lot of numbers involved.
Yeah.
Are you involved in DECA?
I do DECA. I would say I'm a little more involved in FBLA, but I do some of the DECA competitions.
Okay. I want to ask you, because you said finance, and I've never said this on the air. When I went to Everest, I was in DECA. And we went to a state competition, and I won a finance and credit state championship. Nobody knew that. I've actually done something. I don't just talk about it.
We're learning new things.
I know. This is good. It's nice, because since you go to Everest and I went to Everest, and again, I don't say that very often when I'm around you, but I know that you still have plenty of time left, you know, before you graduate. But are you hoping to continue your education along with athletics at the next level?
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, it's hard to know what's in store for the future, and I'm kind of just playing it by ear. And, you know, if an opportunity arises itself, that'd be great. But I'm kind of just starting to think about what I want to do after high school and what's the right path for me. But if an opportunity arises, it arises. So I'm kind of just playing it by ear.
Have you ever had a dream of a certain job? And it can be with the skates on. Do you have dreams of hockey glory? Do you have dreams of maybe some other profession that would interest you being in the future?
I mean, I love business, so like that route I would like to do something business-wise, but also it'd be great to keep the skates on at a higher level. But again, it's hard to know what's in store for you, and I'm kind of just waiting for the opportunity to arise itself.
Well, talk a little bit about the balance, because obviously the winter season is hard. How do you balance the academics, the athletics, and the social life? Because you guys have friends and you want to be places. How do you balance that?
I'd say I like to just keep school at school. I try to get all my work done. You got study halls, you got ELTs, where you just have time to work on homework. So I've gotten better at just trying to balance that all at school, so I have time just for hockey. Like if we have a game, it's hard to do homework on a game night, especially if you're far away from home.
Buses are not conducive to homework?
No, not a lot of bouncing while you're driving. But
we're going to take a quick timeout, come back and hear a little bit more from DC Everest junior hockey goaltender Griffin Bunnell in just a few moments. I am Chad Holmes again, trying to survive with a less than stellar voice. A little case of laryngitis today, but glad you could be with us here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Again, we're talking to Griffin Bunnell from the DC Everest Evergreens, our student athlete guest this week on the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction. This season, Griffin's doing pretty darn good. 11-3 record, goals against average of 1.72, 937 save percentage, 3 shutouts. Let's talk a little bit about your team, because obviously you got a pretty good viewpoint of what's going on the ice between the pipes. Talk about maybe some of the other guys who are leaders on your team. Who have been some of the key cogs, whether on the forward line or the defense, that's helped DC Everest off to such a good start this year?
Yeah, obviously, I think we got some great skaters, because I love to see those statistics of mine, but it all comes from what they do for me, and they help me out tremendously. I really like what our defense are doing. We got a super mature group of defensemen, 3 juniors, 3 seniors. They've been great. They all do their job every time they're on the ice, and then obviously we got some goal scorers too, where we've been able to bury the puck, which helps a lot. Obviously, you got Thomas. He's really been doing good. Cole, he's been standing out this year, so not even them, but everyone on the team has their roles, and they all do their jobs great when they're on the ice, which I love to watch. I mean, it's just so fun to watch when everyone's doing what they're supposed to, and I think we've done a great job of that this year.
Going back real fast, but I want to go back to a game last year in the playoffs when you went on the road and won in overtime at Hobbs.
It was regular time.
Right at the end. You're right. Sometimes I got that confused and mentioned that the coach as well. But what did that mean to take that step in the playoffs, to go on the bus, go to Eau Claire, win that hockey game? Obviously, the next one was a hard one, but against a team that ultimately made it to the state tournament, so obviously a very good hockey team. But for a group that, as I said earlier, had been growing, what did that win mean?
It was probably one of the greatest feelings all year. I mean, for all of us, it's been not even well since we were in high school, but it's been a little bit since we've won a playoff game till that year. And so it was just great to get that feeling. And I think we played really well. We had a super good team game all around. And Eau Claire North, they were pretty good. So it was super good for us to go in there and get a win. It felt great for all of us. I think it boosted our confidence. So that was super nice to go in there and get a good team win.
What's your favorite goal lead or your least favorite goal lead? Because as a goalie, like obviously the bigger the better for you. You get to relax a little bit. But like obviously most games are tight. Where do you feel most comfortable when your team's in the lead?
I mean, obviously it's better if we can be up by more, but I like playing under those pressure situations, so even if we're only up by one, I'd love to be up by more, but we're doing the best that we can, and I don't know. I just anytime we can be playing up is good. So I like that.
What area do you yourself and the team as a whole have to take steps forward the rest of this season as you get towards, you know, you're still right in the mix in the Valley, and of course the playoffs coming. What are the areas, number one, for yourself and number two for your team that you have to be better at in order to continue to take those strides?
Well, I think this goes for me and all of us. I think it's just staying calm. I mean, we're going to play some good teams coming up, West and Spash, and we're just going to have to stay calm, and we might get scored on, and it is what it is, but we just got to keep rallying back. And I think the most important part is we got to feed off each other's energy. And if we can have more energy, I think that's going to help us tremendously in this stretch.
I've been preparing for my broadcast tomorrow night with West and Stevens Point, and I was looking at Stevens Point, a lot of their numbers. And the lowest number of goals they scored this season was against Everest, the 3-0 game that you guys played earlier. What was the key for Everest to hold a team that's been getting double-figure goals a number of times? What was the key that night to holding Stevens Point to 3?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're a super good team, number one in the state, undefeated, but I think the key was we played a super good defensive zone. I mean, the first period, we kept a lot of their shots to the outside, which was super good. And I was like, wow, you guys are playing really good. I was like, super proud of our defense. It felt great to watch them play like that. And I was like, I just thought we played super good in the defensive zone. And they're fast. They're the fastest team we've probably played against. But they move the puck so well. And we were able to hold our own in the defensive zone. And so I thought that was really good.
And you had that game, and then the Marathon Cup game against West, 4-2. So again, another tight game. Do you feel like your team is close? That you do have an opportunity with the second go around? And again, you don't have to listen to when he talks about West, but you know, you got Stevens Point coming to Greenheck Turner. You got, you guys go over to Marathon Park. Do you feel like your team is close and can, if you put it together, be able to win those games?
I think that we're at the level where we can compete with anyone, and obviously those are two super solid teams that we play coming up. But I think that if we just do our jobs and do our roles and we know what we're good at, that any given night anything can happen. I always say that. I was like, you know, anything can happen any given night, and I try and keep that mentality.
You sound like a coach. Way too much like a coach. Do you have a favorite rival? Is there a game that you know gets the juice going?
I always just feel a little fire when I go out and play every night, but obviously there's a few. I mean, in the Valley, it's always a good competition, and yeah. I don't know. I just there's a lot of those games you just want to go out and win, and you got that fire. So
that sounds like a coach too. That again is Griffin Bunnell, DC Everest junior goaltender. That was part of our conversation last evening on the Big High School Sports Show. Need to take a timeout. We have an information update coming up, and then another hour to go. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.